This is the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast, an on-demand talk radio show that covers internet marketing best practices for chiropractors. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 62 of the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara, and today we're making a major shift in our series. We're moving into Tier 3 territory, and I'm going to talk about what it really means to become the authority everywhere, not just in local search. More importantly, I'm going to show you how to position your practice so that AI assistants recommend you when patients ask for chiropractor suggestions. Over the past several weeks, we've built a comprehensive foundation. We covered Tier 1 strategies like Google Business Profile optimization, review management, and local visibility. Then we moved into Tier 2 with website optimization, technical SEO, and authority building through strategic content. But Tier 3 is where everything comes together to create something truly powerful. This is where you stop being just another option in your market and become the obvious choice. Here's what's changed in the past year that makes this so critical. When someone needs a chiropractor today, they're not just searching Google anymore. They're asking ChatGPT for recommendations. They're using Claude, Perplexity, or voice assistants to find the best chiropractor in their area. And these AI tools aren't just looking at your Google business profile anymore. They're analyzing your entire digital presence to determine who deserves to be recommended. Think about it this way. When you dominated Tier 1, you showed up in Google Maps when someone searched for a chiropractor near them. When you mastered Tier 2, your website ranked for specific conditions and treatments. But Tier 3 is different. Tier 3 means that when someone asks an AI assistant, "Who's the best chiropractor for sports injuries in Portland?" your name comes up. When another healthcare provider needs to refer a patient for chiropractic care, they think of you first. When patients are researching chiropractors, your content shows up everywhere they look. This isn't about vanity metrics or social media followers. This is about becoming so thoroughly recognized as an authority in your market that you're the default recommendation. And in our AI-driven world, that requires a completely different approach than what worked even 2 years ago. Let me explain what AI assistants are actually looking for when they make recommendations. It's not just one thing. They're synthesizing information from dozens of sources to build a comprehensive picture of who you are and what you offer. They're looking at your Google business profile, absolutely, but they're also analyzing your website content, your reviews across multiple platforms, mentions of your practice in local media or health websites, the quality and depth of your educational content, and even how other professionals talk about you online. The practices that get recommended by AI assistants aren't necessarily the ones with the most reviews or the highest ad spend. They're the ones that have built genuine authority across multiple platforms. They've created content that actually helps people. They've established relationships with other healthcare providers. They've positioned themselves as educators and experts, not just service providers. So let's talk about what this looks like in practice. First, you need to understand that AI visibility isn't about gaming an algorithm. The AI tools are too sophisticated for that. They're looking for genuine signals of expertise and authority. That means your first priority in Tier 3 is creating comprehensive, high-quality content that demonstrates your expertise. I'm not talking about generic blog posts that say the same thing as every other chiropractic website. I'm talking about detailed, well-researched content that actually teaches people something valuable. Think comprehensive guides on specific conditions that go way beyond what most practices publish. Think detailed explanations of your treatment approach that show your methodology and clinical reasoning. Think case studies that walk through real patient scenarios and demonstrate your problem-solving skills. When AI assistants analyze your content, they're looking for depth, originality, and expertise. A 1,000-word blog post about back pain isn't going to cut it anymore. but a detailed guide that explains the different types of back pain, discusses various treatment approaches, shares relevant research, and provides actionable advice for patients. That gets noticed. That gets cited. That gets recommended. Your second priority is building what I call cross-platform authority. AI assistants don't just look at one source. They synthesize information from everywhere. That means you need a consistent presence across multiple platforms that all reinforce your expertise. Your website should be comprehensive and authoritative, absolutely. But you also need to think about where else your expertise can show up. Are you contributing answers on health forums where potential patients are asking questions? Are you creating educational video content that helps people understand chiropractic care? Are you writing guest posts for local health and wellness publications? Are you participating in community events that get covered by local media? Each of these touch points creates another data point that AI assistants can reference when someone asks for a recommendation. And here's the key insight that most chiropractors miss. These touch points need to be genuinely valuable. AI assistants are sophisticated enough to differentiate between self-promotional content and genuinely helpful expert advice. The practices that get recommended are the ones that consistently provide value, not just marketing messages. Let me give you a practical example of what this looks like. Imagine a chiropractor in Portland who's focused on sports injuries. They've already mastered Tier 1 and Tier 2. Their Google business profile is optimized. They rank well for local searches. Their website has comprehensive condition pages. Now they're moving into Tier 3. They start by creating an incredibly detailed resource on their website about common running injuries, how to prevent them, when to see a professional, and what effective treatment looks like. But they don't stop there. They take that expertise and expand it across platforms. They create a video series on proper running form and injury prevention. They write a guest post for a local running club's newsletter about choosing the right footwear. They offer to speak at a local gym about preventing workout injuries. They answer detailed questions on health forums about sports injury recovery. Now, when someone in Portland asks an AI assistant about finding a chiropractor who specializes in sports injuries, what happens? The AI analyzes all these signals. It sees the comprehensive content on their website. It finds their videos providing valuable education. It discovers mentions of them in local running communities. It reads their detailed, helpful answers to real questions from real patients. The conclusion is obvious. This is a genuine expert in sports injury care who serves the Portland area. That's Tier 3 authority. It's not about one big thing. It's about dozens of signals that all point to the same conclusion. You're an expert. You provide value. You serve your community. And most importantly, you're someone worth recommending. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. This sounds like a massive amount of work. And you're right, it is. Building genuine authority takes time and consistent effort. But here's what you need to understand. Every hour you invest in creating valuable content and building real authority compounds over time. That comprehensive guide you write today will continue bringing patients to your practice for years. That relationship you build with a local gym today could lead to hundreds of referrals over time. Those answers you provide on health forums today establish expertise that AI assistants will reference whenever someone in your area needs your services. This is also where strategic help becomes incredibly valuable. At DC Rank, we specialize in helping practices build this kind of comprehensive authority. We help you create the high-quality content that demonstrates expertise. We identify the right platforms and opportunities for expanding your visibility. We develop strategies that position you as the obvious authority in your market. Because building Tier 3 authority requires both strategy and execution, and most chiropractors simply don't have the bandwidth to do it all themselves while also running their practice. Here's what I want you to take away from today's episode. Tier 3 isn't just about being visible. It's about being recommended. In our AI-driven world, that means building genuine authority across multiple platforms, creating content that demonstrates real expertise, and establishing yourself as a trusted resource in your community. The practices that will dominate in the coming years won't be the ones with the biggest advertising budgets. They'll be the ones that invested in building real authority, creating genuine value, and positioning themselves as experts worth recommending. That's what Tier 3 is all about, and that's what we're going to continue exploring in our final episode next week. Next week, we're going to wrap up this entire series by talking about the long-term strategy for maintaining and expanding your Tier 3 authority. I'm going to show you how to create a sustainable system that keeps you at the top of your market, consistently gets you recommended by AI assistants, and positions you as the go-to expert for years to come. This is going to tie everything together from the past 12 weeks and give you a clear roadmap for ongoing success. If you want to learn more about how DC Rank can help you build comprehensive authority and get recommended by AI assistants, visit dcrank.com. That's DCRANK.com. Remember, the practices that will thrive in the AI age aren't just visible, they're recommendable. Start building that authority today. All right, that wraps things up for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. Before you go, remember to subscribe to my podcast on your favorite platform, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Audible, YouTube Podcasts, Spotify, or others. I've got you covered. If you need to see a full list of supported platforms, simply visit chiropracticmarketingpodcast.com. Last but certainly not least, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Apple Podcast. Your reviews not only help build awareness of what I'm talking about, but also give me a good indication of how I'm doing. Be nice, be fair, but definitely be honest. I would greatly appreciate it, and so will future listeners. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.